Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. DeJesus reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. DeJesus moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Swan moves to second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swan scores. Mozilli moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Mozilli scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruschel hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruschel covering, for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn is walked intentionally. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swan hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from foot and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mozilli moves to third. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Mozilli scores. It's 6-3, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns is walked intentionally. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 3 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Donnie Moore now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Stearns scores. Montanez moves to third. It's 8-3, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 9-3, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Flynn bunts towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson scores. Maddox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-3, Mets. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot throws to second, with DeJesu covering, and has Maddox trapped. There's the throw to Ontiveros who tags Maddox for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mozzilli moves to third. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Martin reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 10-4, Mets. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. DeJesus goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Mets. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.